Tonight, a celebrated lineup of musicians will grace the TD Garden stage at the Boston Strong Concert, a fundraiser for people affected by the Boston Marathon bombings. Performers include Carole King, James Taylor, Dropkick Murphys, and the poet Richard Blanco.
Blanco became nationally recognized after reading his poem One Today at President Obama's second inauguration this past January. Here's an excerpt.
All of us, as vital as the one light we move through, the same light on blackboards with lessons for the day, equations to solve, history to question, or atoms imagined, the I have a dream we all keep dreaming, or the impossible vocabulary of sorrow that won't explain the empty desks of 20 children marked absent today and forever.
That's Richard Blanco this past January reading his inauguration poem, which references America's shared response to the shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Tonight at the Garden, he's debuting an original poem, Boston Strong. Richard, thanks for talking with Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you.
So you're familiar with writing poems to commemorate a particular historical moment. Tonight, you'll be commemorating last month's Boston Marathon bombings. And I'm wondering what you're hoping your poem will offer to people as they grapple with that tragedy.
Well, I think it's, the power of what poetry can do, which is one is to honor all those affected, honor all those who have survived, honor those who have passed, who are part of the tragedy, and also as a form of course, of healing, a way of perhaps not quite a closure, because I think things like this take a while, but sort of maybe the beginning of a closure, of a sense of triumph over this kind of tragedy.
Why do you think poetry is such a powerful instrument of commemoration and healing?
I think it gets to the very emotional core, the very heart of sometimes with things that people can't even put words to. I know that I, as a poet, always reach for poetry versus prose at times when I don't know what the answer is, when I don't know exactly what it is that I'm feeling, only that it's a very strong and powerful feeling.
As a writer, what are the challenges of writing about such a fraught subject, especially so close in time to an event?
One of the challenges is, of course, to be sensitive and honor and try to get, again, that emotional core. So the idea of being emotionally honest and honoring that.
You have said in the past that you enjoy taking part in events where perhaps poetry is not typically on the program, and that's certainly true about tonight's mega concert. You'll be, sharing the stage with Aerosmith and Jimmy Buffett and lots of others. So I'm wondering, what's the appeal of being that unexpected attraction?
I'm really craving that America, perhaps reestablish its bond with poetry in a more popular sense. I mean, it just thrills me, the idea that that poetry can become part of our folklore, part of our maybe not our daily lives, but certainly something in our consciousness, in the way that I imagine it was at one time. Though I'm too young to sort of have lived through that, but in the sense that, in the days of Robert Frost and whatnot, that people had poetry on their mind as a way of reaching, especially for moments like this, as a way of understanding their lives, as a way of understanding the world. And there is a more of a reference point in our society for poetry. And so to do this is just amazing, because it's always been something that I've always sort of felt personally. I write work that's very accessible, and I do so consciously. I write poetry that I want the people in my poems to be the ones enjoying my poems, if that makes any sense. I've always sort of taken that stance in poetry, that poetry in its brilliance can take something very complex and break it down so simple. I think that's really much harder to do.
I'm all for returning poetry to the popular cultural landscape. And Richard, good luck to you tonight. I know we can't hear your poem until you debut it, but we would love to have you back sometime to hear your poem, Boston Strong.
Well, thank you, and I hope this gift to the people of Boston touches their hearts and souls.
Richard Blanco is a poet who lives in Maine. Tonight's Boston Strong concert is a fundraiser for the One Fund Boston.
And stay with us. Up next, poetry is just one way to remember the victims of the marathon bombings. Another way, that growing display of running shoes, shirts, and messages in Copley Square. We'll talk about the future of that memorial and what comes next. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sharon Brody. This is Radio Boston.